A convoy of some 200 armored vehicles is said to have crossed into Niger from southern Libya late Monday, possibly via Algeria. As the report spread, so too did speculation that some of the Gaddafi loyalists may be headed on to Burkina Faso, which has offered safe haven to the ousted leader. Burkina Faso has straddled the line on events in Libya, recognizing the National Transitional Council, but also willing to flout its obligation to the International Criminal Court, which has issued an arrest warrant for Mr. Gaddafi on war crimes. Jalal al-Ghalal, a spokesman for the provisional authorities, says the NTC wants Mr. Gaddafi to stay in Libya.
The NTC has made it very clear all along that they requested from all the neighboring countries not to aid and abide criminals on the escape. We don't know the content of the convoy. It could be gold, could be money, it could be members of his family. We hope that it is not members of his family. We hope it is not him.
Mr. Gaddafi's whereabouts remained unknown Tuesday, and early reports that he may have planned to join the convoy appear unfounded. Late Monday, his spokesman, Musa Ibrahim, also in hiding, said the former leader remained in Libya. Officials in Niger are quoted as saying the convoy was smaller than reported and insisted Mr. Gaddafi was not in it. Libyans were quick to condemn any possible escape of their former leader or his supporters. In Tripoli's central Martyrs Square, Fawzi Jobran, an accountant, said Mr. Gaddafi and his inner circle must be held accountable.
He must be here at the front, Libyan people here. It's not fair. He must to bring the mafia, the criminals, that's criminals, to stay here.
Nearby, Yusuf, who did not give his last name, echoed that sentiment.
For the trial, I prefer and I praise for Allah it will be in Libya, because in Hague, he will be in a lot of respect. He will not feel suffering, but in Libya, he will know how suffer we were.
Several members of Mr. Gaddafi's immediate family have already taken refuge in neighboring Algeria. The incident also prompted anger from Libya's provisional authorities. The possible movement of key ex-officials out of Libya comes as the NTC grapples with taking control of the last remaining Gaddafi-held towns. Forces loyal to the NTC continued to mass outside Beni Walid and Sirte Tuesday, giving his supporters until Saturday to lay down their arms or face an attack. Negotiations with tribal representatives and Gaddafi supporters have been held on and off for days. Beni Walid tribal leader Abdel Kader Gagne was optimistic a confrontation could be avoided. Gagne says 90% of the people in the town are for a peaceful solution and want to be part of Libya. The provisional leaders have also been making headway on other practical matters. Much of Tripoli now has running water again. The supply of electricity is becoming less sporadic, and the mood looking forward remains upbeat. Even Yusuf, the man who wanted Mr. Gaddafi to suffer, showed his sense of humor was intact, riffing on the former leader's famous vow to hunt down rebels street by street, house by house, alleyway by alleyway.
We will build our country street, from street to street, from house to house, zanga zanga. And this will take not a long time.
But he adds once more, he really wants Mr. Gaddafi found. Elizabeth Tharrett, VOA News, Tripoli.